Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, and however you're listening to us right now, AM, FM, Satellite, American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, TuneIn, iHeart, iTunes. Just want to say thank you for making us the most listened to daily professional wrestling and mixed martial arts program in the world. I'm Mike Sempervivi. How you doing? If you're hearing my voice right now, it means you're alive and you're not deaf. And also that Brian Alvarez is in transit back from the beach, which is why he's not on the program today. Instead, Josh Nason will be joining me. Did a great job filling in last week. Going to be filling in the side chair because I'm filling in the big boy chair. But don't worry, Brian will be back tomorrow. In fact, I think maybe he's not even coming back from the beach. He's actually sitting somewhere right now plotting what he is going to say in response to Daniel Bryan in The Miz Part 2 tonight. Or should I say again, yes, Mike, mother, you know what it is, Mizanin, the Cleveland Steamer. One more time, going to do to Daniel Bryan what he did last week. Will he? We will have to see. So many things are changing in the world of WWE. Kevin Owens is your new WWE Universal Champion. I think he is. It's either him or Triple H. I don't know. Bottom line is, the guy that's going to be wearing the belt is going to be Kevin Owens. And no matter what you think about where this thing may go, doesn't matter. What matters is Kevin Steen slash Kevin Generico. Kevin Owens is the WWE Universal Champion, and he is the number one man on the number one brand in the number one professional wrestling slash sports entertainment company in the world. And I'll be damned, even though I wanted it to happen, even though I wanted to will it to happen, had hope that it would happen, gotta be honest, I never thought that it would actually happen. And it's pretty cool. Want to hear what you have to say, too. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number. 1-800-878-7529. Mike Sempervivi, Josh Nason. We'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We some southern boys with the prime of strength. Ain't nobody man enough to feel the pain. And you can be next. You better give respect.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have seven ingredients? Is it because seven is a lucky number? Or because there's seven wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate seven cheesesteaks? No, it's because seven is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil, thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science guys sure know how to party.
Shh. Sorry.
New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Come on, come on. All right, we're back. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. I'm Mike Sempervivi in the big boy chair today, filling in for Brian Alvarez, who is coming back from the beach. Didn't miss a beat, though, if you're a subscriber to the WrestlingObserver.com website, and if you're not, you should be. The amount of time and as late as he stayed up recording some of those shows, God bless him. That's a it wasn't much of a vacation if you look at how much time Brian actually worked. But you should join WrestlingObserver.com, F4WOnline.com, for many, many reasons, including my co-host show, because it is awesome. If you enjoy mixed martial arts, if you enjoy intelligent conversation about mixed martial arts and professional wrestling, and some interesting people that cover those sports, Mr. Josh Nason's show, Josh Nason's Punch-Out, is the great place to listen, and great show to listen to. And Josh, how are you today, my man?
Things are good, but these constant fill-ins, I feel like Pablo Torre on PTI these days. This is great.
That's it. Yeah, it's like a permanent temporary spot you got here. But Josh, I talked a little bit about it in the opening. The biggest news of the day, obviously, is Kevin Owens winning the WWE Universal Championship last night. Some people, I don't think anybody can be upset with the fact that Kevin Owens is the man holding the top belt on Raw. I don't think anybody can complain at all about that. But some people have had a little bit of an issue with how he got there, and I don't share in that, and not in this case. And I could be cynical, I guess, and I could look at Triple H basically, you know, inserting himself, and I could go back to a lot of historical things and a lot of things people have said and ways that he has positioned himself and say, well, damn it, you know, this is more about the Triple H show than it is about Kevin Owens winning the title. But if I'm watching WWE, one of the things that I unfortunately have got to resign myself to is that fact, and I don't know where this story's going to go. I probably won't like it. Actually, I shouldn't say that. I may not like it, but I may love it. I don't know where it's going to go, but I know for one night, I am really happy for Kevin Owens, and I'm really happy that he's the heavyweight champion on Raw. Am I just being way too Pollyanna and hopeful about all this?
No. Look, we live in a world where Kevin Owens is a world champion in WWE. Isn't that? I mean, that's good, right? I think. So, you know, if you really think of what, you know, all these finishes, these major finishes and results in say the past 10 years, I mean, how many of them have been something where people have a reason to complain, right? I mean, look at. I'd be interested to go through all the title changes, and maybe Brandon Howard or someone can do this type of work. I'm looking at all the different title changes over the past like 10 years, and how many the world title changes, how many have been come as some sort of interference or disputed finish, or there's been something at the end where it hasn't been clean. And granted, I think the thing is that it's the fact that they wanted Owens to win clean, and that somehow would propel him higher than what we saw last night, which is Triple H, you know, coming out of nowhere and, pedigreeing Seth Rollins, obviously attacking Roman Reigns as well, laying him out. But, you know, that's just the way that pro wrestling is these days. So I think people should be happy. And now the things that people really can get upset about if they want to is, and I caution to give it time, that the way that the world works, especially online, it's not the way it works now, give it some time and see where they go with it. If all of a sudden, if Owens can't win clean and we get one of these title reigns where, you know, he's not – kind of like how Seth Rollins had that run, right? And it seemed like he lost time after time after time after time. It really wasn't put over strong. It's kind of what happens from here on out that really tell us what we got.
I guess so, but, you know, name a champion that has been put over. I mean, you look at all of the champions, if you were from over the – Rey Mysterio, how he was booked, Dean Ambrose, and we'll see where this goes, but – you know, leading into it, it didn't feel real good. You talked about how much Seth Rollins lost. You can look at a lot of guys who have held that belt and see that they're championship reign. Eddie Guerrero, Chris Jericho, Chris Benoit. There have been lots of guys that have had reigns that have been hampered by other things, either bad stories or by other people getting the attention. I think we just – I'm not saying that we have to like that. I'm not saying we have to necessarily accept that as consumers. But as a current wrestling fan, that's something that you're going to have to stomach. It's something that you're going to have to tolerate whether you want to or not. And look at the setup of the shows. You know, the biggest, most important thing on both of the shows is a McMahon. It's about the banter between Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon and Shane's, you know, issue right now with Lesnar. And you got Daniel Bryan with an issue with The Miz. You have Stephanie in an issue with a lot of different people. On Raw, Mick Foley's not really in an issue with anybody, but it doesn't matter because he's there to be the side piece for Stephanie McMahon on the show, or side piece probably isn't the right word to use, but you know, but you know what I mean. I mean, yeah. So you can't get away from the fact that there's an authority and an iron claw over the whole promotion. It's the McMahon show. We know that. It's what they can do with this story, and having the title be quote-unquote second fiddle, I wouldn't do it, but it doesn't mean that the title has to take a back seat. McMahons are always going to run the show. There's always going to be a light shined upon them. But as long as Kevin Owens is getting wins cleanly, as long as he is not being completely having his kuyans handed to him, you know, the word this is a terrible speech for me today, but you know, having himself emasculated by Stephanie, as long as that's not happening, then like you said, I mean, WWE's got to prove it to me. It's not like New Japan where they get the benefit of the doubt and it's like, okay, well, AJ Styles is here for debit, you know, everybody calm down, we'll have to see what happens. WWE has to prove it to me, but with that said, I'm not going to get too upset about it because, again, you can do multiple things well. You can tell multiple stories well, and we'll have to see if they can do it. And I know it's probably a little bit too much hope for me, but still, you know what I mean.
Yeah, so it's interesting. Out of all the guys you just mentioned that didn't have what you call a strong title run, two guys you didn't mention were John Cena and Brock Lesnar. Why is that?
They were, as far as the weak reigns?
Yeah. Doesn't the guys that you mentioned and the two I just mentioned, does it come down to, quote-unquote, our guys versus their guys, right? The whole perception would be, well, these are the guys WWE wants to push as opposed to guys that that everyone else wants, instead everyone else being this, you know, internet kind of community identity.
Yes.
For a very outdated reference.
You know what, Josh? Yes, but you know what? Beware. This is like when I was talking last week about Real, and we better be careful about what WWE when they do Real, because they don't do Real really well. You know what I'm saying? And that was one of the things I brought up last week when it comes to Daniel Bryan and more of the Booker T thing than the Miz thing, but still. We want them to do more real things and blurring the lines because that is, you know, as close as, you know, that's how you can, that's the most kayfabe you can get now is doing something like that. But the problem is, again, I don't know. I think the problem is.
It's a McMahon's, right? I mean, ultimately, what you're saying, and I don't disagree, is that you want less McMahon's. And I think everyone would like that. But I think realistically, that's never going to happen unless, you know, tragedy strikes. I think we're stuck with this from, like we joked last week about the kids, right? I mean, I think we're stuck with this till both of us are 6 feet underground. I just think that's just the way it's going to be. And we have to figure out a way to enjoy it around it or not watch it. Sometimes these things, they just don't go away. And I think we know how much the last decade that we've had this kind of be this family at the top of everything. I think it's just the way it's going to be. We have to work our way around it.
But the issues to me, though, is somewhat if we start doing, well, Triple H is these guys they're Triple H's guys. And then it still doesn't make it any better. I mean, you can't, in this day and age, you can say these guys are NXT guys, even though we know from, you know, that they got most of their, they cut their teeth and they traveled the world and they did all that stuff. And that'll be downplayed by WWE. But these NXT, that you can at least say they're NXT guys. So I don't think you can usually really use that argument anymore. It's, are they going to be Triple H's guys or Stephanie's guys or Vince's guys? I can see them going in that direction. And that's what I think we must beware of, because if it becomes a thing where Kevin Owens and Samoa Joe or whoever, and I'm just throwing names out there, are Triple H guys, it's like, you know, again, you, like you said, we're not going to get rid of the McMahons or anything like that, but let's beware that we don't have this type of thing, too, where it becomes an NXT thing or starts getting invoked or any of that sort of stuff. Again, we're jumping to conclusions here. We'll have to see what happens. It's early, but you know what? At least it was fun, and it's giving us something to talk about positive on a Tuesday, so there is that. Josh Nason, Mike Sempervivi, we'll be back with your phone calls. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Sometimes love.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, we're back here, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. I'm Mike Sempervivi in the big boy chair of Brian Alvarez's today, being joined by Josh Nason, both of us of WrestlingObserver.com, where you should be a member, $10.99 a month. Get all of your wrestling news and podcasts there, a ridiculous amount of podcasts. Podcasts which feature Dave Meltzer and Brian Alvarez, who did a great job running down Raw last night for the Observer Radio Show, and we're going to be getting back into Raw here momentarily, and who knows, maybe we'll be getting right into it after with this next phone call here. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529 is the number. Kenny in Galveston, Tennessee, how are you, my man?
I'm doing good. In a way, I'm actually kind of glad that Brian's not here, because I read his tweets about, you know, how he thought, like, well, Triple H deserves his blah, blah, blah. I personally am so glad that Kevin Owens is the new champion. It certainly makes it a feel-good Tuesday, in my opinion.
Now, let me just play devil's advocate here. I'm going to throw this out to both you and Josh, and you go ahead, Kenny, or Jesus, yeah, Kenny, and answer before Josh, but I want to play devil's advocate here. Is Brian right in that, realistically, Triple H did lay out both guys? He threw Kevin Owens on top. He basically dragged him around the ring, throwing his arm up of, like, basically, look what I did. I did this. And they go off the air with him spiting his wife and turning his nose up at Triple H. And are we maybe some of us looking past that because we are really, really happy that Kevin Steen slash Kevin Owens is champion? And Brian is actually, to be honest, correct about all this?
Well, there are several things that I can look at that. The biggest thing is that Triple H did return to Raw, and my gut feeling is that there's probably a lot of animosity there, you know, with him and Mick Foley. Like, I saw the look he gave to Foley, not so much to Stephanie, but more, I think, the fact that he's not on Raw as far as the character goes. And therefore, my feeling is that this could possibly lead to some scenario, like almost like an NXT takeover deal in
See?
That sense. You know, like, I know. I mean, I hope it's not like the one in 2010, but we might see something along that line. But with Owens, my feeling is that you can do so much more with him as far as matches. He could have good matches with Jericho, you know, Zayn, Rollins. There was just so much that you can do with him on that sense. And as far as, like, him laying it out, you know, they can pretty much do whatever they want at this point. You know, just they've already got the championship established. You know, why not take a risk?
Kenny, I want to thank you very, very much for the phone call. I really do appreciate it because it did bring up great things to throw to Josh here. And again, the one still stands from before, you know, is Brian right? But also something that Kenny brought up and something I had brought up a little bit before we went to break over fear of, you know, yeah, you know, they'll be accepted pieces, but they're going to be accepted pieces of the McMahon puzzle. Are you okay with an NXT style thing or a Triple H having a posse or some people, maybe not even an NXT style, like big invasion crew, but just something like, oh, I don't know, the Horsemen or, Evolution?
I would be, I just don't see it happening because of how badly invasions or, you know, how poorly these have fully gone in the past. I mean, obviously they start out hot, but I mean, really, if they were going to do that, they would have had Joe and maybe a few other guys, maybe Alpha, kind of rush, you know, bum rush someone and beat them up, you know, after, you know, on a made one of the live shows afterwards, get that buzz going. I still remember, you know, that Nexus beat down that was so, like, out of left field. It was just
amazing.
So much, like, wow. Yeah, it was great. And then, you know, that fizzled out like flat soda. So, I mean,
it was their problem with reality. They did it once unbelievably. They worked a reality the likes of which, I mean, that was honestly to me one of the best pieces of pro wrestling programming, I'd be daring to say, of all time, certainly of WWE programming of the last God knows how many years, and I'm including the Attitude Generation into that. That was so stark. That was a special piece of programming that you would think, how could they screw that up? And they did it at every turn.
It was, and so, you know, going back to your question about, you know, the whole, you know, NXT or Owens and kind of these guys, you know, I think this, the whole Triple H thing was designed to be something, obviously something bigger to go after an angle with Rollins and Reigns, and yeah, I'd really like to understand what, like, going forward, what does Triple H want to be? Does he want to be a part-time wrestler? Is he only getting brought into this because of need? You know, is there going to be a plan?
Well, you don't want to be a full-time wrestler because then they might test you.
That's very true. But I just wonder, does he want to still wrestle, you know, is sports entertained? 2-3 times a year going forward, or at some point he's going to be like, you know, I want to focus on everything else. Is he like doing this? And if so, how do you, you know, we all know he's not the Rock coming back, right? We just know that he's too big in our bubble. He's not going to generate that pop culture buzz. But I'm just curious, like, where does this lead to? A three-way between these guys? And if so, like, eventually, when does Triple H get off the main storyline train when it comes to an in-ring talent? I always kind of wonder about that stuff.
I guess when he feels as though, and I guess the crowd reacts to him in such a way where he can't have that big WrestleMania moment, because I think you got to keep yourself in the mix a little bit throughout the year. And I know Triple H, I mean, somebody's just, you know, banging their head against their listening device right now going, you know, he's Triple H, he can come back at any time. But, you know, to keep him somewhat in the mix every once in a while, I mean, if he's going to come back at Mania and you can still get something out of him and make it useful, which, you know, is undeniable right now. I mean, that's certainly the case, whether you want to see him or not. I mean, they're certainly getting value out of Triple H being there. On the card, at least to me, I could be wrong about that. So, you know, having him pop up every once in a while, I don't mind that at all. I just wonder, as far as being a regular character and being involved in the stories, I don't think he necessarily needs that. And I can see where people might be upset about them going back to the well, you know, by bringing Triple H back. Although one thing that needs to be noted here is they had to do some things on the fly. And I know they had basically, you know, a little over a week, I guess, in total to try to figure out something and a direction to go in. But we heard, you know, Dave mentioned about Chris Jericho was being kind of positioned into a place where he was going to main event against Finn Balor. And again, there were a lot of things, you know, that seemed to be up in the air, and they went with what was safe, which was, you know, invoking the McMahon family name or having some sort of tie-in with a McMahon family member. And again, we'll have to see where they go with this and how they kind of are going forward. But maybe it's just a temporary thing, too, to get from point A to point B. And then Triple H will play the background, you know, for a story that goes on for obviously much longer, most likely to Royal Rumble and then to WrestleMania. But I'm going to go back to the phone lines real quick. If you'd like to join us, we do have lines open. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. John in Arkansas. John, how are you this afternoon?
Okay.
Well, that's good to hear. Anything wrestling related going on you'd like to talk about?
Yes. I think this whole McMahon conflict thing with different directions with the McMahon thing could actually work real well from a talent perspective. Now, granted, do I think it should be more about the guys in the ring and less about the McMahons? Yes. But, you know, it is what it's going to be. So we kind of have to know that going into it. I also think that there's all sorts of fun twists and turns coming with this Paul Heyman, Brock Lesnar thing. It just, his smirk on his face last night to me after that down-dressing just looked like, okay, yeah, you think you've got one over on me, but I'm really the one holding the cards here at the end of this. So I like it. I like where things went, and I love Kevin Owens as champion. I can't get upset about the way they went to do it. I just kind of wonder who we're going to put in there against him, and then where do we go from there?
John, I want to thank you very much for the call, and I will actually pose those questions to Josh. I would figure that, you know, Seth Rollins would be the most obvious one, just depending on what the story is going to be. Although, could we get a triangle with Stephanie and Seth and Triple H having his guy? There's a lot of different ways they could go, but what does your gut say right now, or what would you just do in general right now as far as a first title defense for Owens or a first feud with Owens?
My guess is it's probably going to be based on they have a penchant now for doing these three ways on top of main events for the house shows. So my guess is that they'll probably do some sort of Rollins, Reigns, Owens type thing. Because I mean, you think of it, they don't seem to have unless they have a full plan to turn Seth face. I mean, that would be great, but they don't seem to want to do that, because otherwise, why wouldn't you just turn Reigns at the same time and try to get some mileage out of that. But that's my guess. You have Owens go against Rollins. Maybe you turn him next week and try to get something out of that. And you have to have someone. If you try to build up Owens as a still a heel and have him play that role, you got to have someone out in there that's a little bit more sympathetic. You also could do Cass, I guess, but I just don't really want to split up that team right now. So somebody that's popular. It's too bad Jericho's still, you know, such a great heel, because you could do that down the road. You could do that now. But I think that's, someone that's very popular. So my guess is they're going to do three ways with Reigns and Rollins for now.
You know, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. Wouldn't be the worst thing in the world, too, to have Cass actually sometimes, you know, in there on house shows, if that's the direction they're going to go to get some work. And I don't know what the plan is going to be for Chris Jericho either. But again, there's another one for Cass. I mean, obviously, you know, tag matches may be a little bit better, but this guy's going to have to learn to, at some point, to work these 20-minute matches and things like that. And if things, you know, the cards kind of shake out there, whether it be in tag situations or whether it just be with Enzo at ringside, probably time to get Cass some more seasoning here, because, boy, you know they want to get him as far along as they can. We're getting along here pretty good with this show, too. We're going to be taking your phone calls when we get back from break, so everybody on the line, hold on. This is Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
With the voices inside of my head, you're trying to save me, stop holding your breath, and you think I'm crazy.
And now today's gardening tip. Over 50% of the country is experiencing drought conditions. Wilt from drought and summer stress can severely damage lawns and ornamental plants and dramatically reduce yields for commercial farms and home vegetable gardens. Not to mention the average cost of water has increased 48% since 2010. Lawn care professionals, golf course superintendents, and sports field managers have found an effective product to maintain great-looking plants with less water that is now also available to homeowners. And now a word from Hydratein.
Is your lawn fried from heat and drought stress? Flowers wilted? Tired of constantly watering? Not to mention high water bills? Then do what the pros do to reduce watering by up to 50% or more. Use Hydratein and you'll water less while maintaining beautiful lawns, landscapes, and gardens. Hydratein is an environmentally responsible solution that has been used for years by top golf courses and landscape professionals. Now available to you. Ask your lawn service or local garden center for Hydratein. To learn more or to order directly, visit our website at youwaterless.com.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back. Mike Sempervivi, Josh Nason, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. For all the latest news and information in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts, visit WrestlingObserver.com. Daily news updates and free radio shows and a whole lot more for subscribers. I really don't have to sell you on it. $10.99 a month, completely worth your while. And going to jump back on the phone lines right now. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Greg in Missouri. Greg, how are you?
I'm doing great. Yourself?
Fantastic, man. What's happening?
Awesome. Well, I had a quick question based on an observation I caught during the main event last night. I noticed that at least during the entrances, perhaps it was in part because of Enzo, but Big Cass seemed to get the biggest reaction during the entrances. And I'm watching this match, and it was very apparently obvious to me, just, you know, that Cass is, in fact, bigger than Roman, and it could be argued that he has a better look than Roman in terms of what Vince McMahon likes. So I'm wondering if it's obvious Vince is very high on Cass. So I'm wondering at what point is there a possibility that Vince decides that he wants to go with Cass as his top guy instead of Roman? How do you see that playing out? Do you see that possibly happening?
Josh, what do you think?
It's going to happen at some point. I think we all know, given Vince's history, his love for giant men, take that as what you will. WWE's, one of the things that they've never been good at is patience, especially with certain guys. And I just hope that they have patience with Cass, but if you've got guys like, you know, Lashley has been brought up a lot before, and other talents that are just, you know, just huge, they get these opportunities. Dave Meltzer on the SI podcast, media podcast of Richard Dice today, brought the name Mason Ryan, who I just completely forgot about altogether, and a lot of other people have as well. There's a history of guys just getting an opportunity too quick, too soon. With Cass, and the caller was right. I mean, when he came out, first of all, that stage is just phenomenal. I think we have to say that. As much crap as we give WWE, that stage is just, it looks great. It looks major, major league.
Absolutely.
And when he came out, the way they shot him coming out, just everything really looked really great. I think all of us know he needs, like, another year or so, at least, in this team. Get himself a little bit more acclimated, build up that personnel a little bit more. But I think we all kind of also know that it's not going to happen that way. And he's definitely going to be a major push guy at some point. I just wonder, is the name Big Cass, is that a name that you really see as being the champion someday? Or is he going to go back to Colin Cassidy or something else? I think about those things with him as well. But there's no doubt he's going to get his opportunity. But they're not straying too far from Mr. Reigns at this point.
Anything else, Greg?
That's about it. I also want to say really quick that I'm very, very pleasantly surprised with how Bayley has been presented. That she's keeping her basic character, but they're presenting her as a serious wrestler. I think that's great.
I absolutely agree. Well, thank you very much for the phone call too. And it's not like she needed the New Day to get her over, but I mean, timing wise, with how over the New Day is, with what they look like, the color, all of the dumb things, it doesn't really matter. But I mean, as far as like a perfect hand in glove fit for her ascension onto the roster, like if this was the olden days and you needed to like put a little bit of a seal of approval on the new guy or the new girl coming in, you know, they certainly did it with the New Day. No doubt about that, and how smart
is that? You know, that's what makes everything else so frustrating with us when it comes to WWE is the fact that they do things that just like that with Bayley and the New Day, just a perfect pairing. And just a way to really kind of ingratiate her even more, those people that don't know her. And there are a lot of people that do not know her when it comes to mainstream WWE, I almost said universe, audience. Oh, my God, they're doing it to me. So we give them, I mean, it's perfect. They do this. That's why we wondered, why isn't that same sentiment and semblance of just a smart booking and smart pairings and all that, why isn't that applied to the rest of everything else? So, great, great stuff with Bayley and the New Day. Good stuff.
Going to take it back to the phone lines here momentarily because I know we got a couple of people on hold, but I believe it was Kenny who brought it up a little bit earlier on. Brock Lesnar, or really Paul Heyman and Stephanie McMahon, in that segment that had a lot of people befuddled last night, I don't know which direction they're going to go. I mean, I will say this again. For anybody that's looking for a simple, easy answer out of this, or wants to see where they're going and wants to call it early, I'm sure they're probably frustrated because I don't think you could do it. And I thought it was intriguing. I didn't think it was as masturbatory as I believe some people do when it comes to Stephanie, I think. Again, I was more intrigued by it. I didn't have a problem with any of it. I didn't have a problem with her attitude towards Paul because it's been a very long-standing back-and-forth relationship and a very bitter relationship between those two on camera and off in some ways. And I think that's been very well recorded and talked about. So, you know, her attitude with Paul I don't think was an issue there. And as weird as the whole thing went down, obviously there's going to be a lot more layers and there are a lot more pages in this story. So I think people may have been coming off, at least I took people as coming off a little bit more frustrated to this, almost like they wanted some sort of a fast answer or they wanted to be able to figure it out right now. And I know it can be annoying sometimes, but you can't do that.
I think how it's going, I think the idea is that they want Steph. They're trying to put up a ruse, obviously, that Stephanie loves the fact that Brock did that to Shane, and that she has. That's what, hence the $500 fine, and just that she has to play up the part of actually, pretending she's mad at this whole situation and all that stuff. And what I think they were like, well, we need to do something. So why don't we give two of our best talkers a chance to go out there for 10 minutes and see what we can do. And I just think they did it, and they had zero idea where it was supposed to go, and it was just a bad segment. So with Paul Heyman, you don't get a lot of these bad segments, and even as much as people don't like Stephanie for whatever reason, it wasn't good. And I think it's as simple as that. I think they're trying to do this whole cover-up angle and this, you know, let's pretend that we're at odds, and I think down the road there's going to be some sort of a, unity handshake or hand-holding or something like that. But I just think it was a bad segment, and that's very unlike either one of them when it comes to talking.
See, and I disagree a little bit, and I don't think the segment was all that bad, I think, especially comparatively speaking. I think by their standards it was, but I think one of the reasons, the biggest reason for me why it was the fact that it was so dramatic. It was too, I don't want to say Shakespearean, but I think with... It was a little bit, it was just a little bit too much. I think they, you toe the line a little bit sometimes with Paul getting off the big dramatic flowing, one-liners about his conqueror or his beast or this or that, and then Stephanie down from heaven to save her brother. It was just too much, and I think they poured it on too thick. That's still not going to take away from the story for me. I think they're going to have to see where it's going, but I can see... At least, I can see your point of view on it. I guess I can see how some people think of it. I just think a lot of the first reaction to it was just they kind of wanted to see where it was going. And I could be wrong about that. But jump back to the phone lines right now, too. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Jim in Virginia. Jim, how are you?
Hey, how you doing today, Mike?
Okay, what's happening?
Have you seen this week's Ring of Honor?
I have not yet.
You got to, man. The first match is incredible.
Who is it?
The big men hit Shane Taylor and Keith Lee take on the War Machines.
Josh, have you seen this yet?
I have not, no.
Did they do, how many times did they say the ring was reinforced for these guys slamming into each
times,
other?
Several times. What's his name? Ray Rowe?
Ray Rowe.
Did a couple of flying moves through the ropes, and so did the Keith Lee and Shane Taylor. They just, it was a really good match.
None of those four guys need to be flying anywhere. Ring of Honor is, still weekly. There's some good, there's some bad that comes out of it, but as far as just a solid, good old wrestling show, they do a great job. I know a lot of the attention goes on NXT, and deservedly so for it. But, as far as the alternative to NXT, as far as your pro wrestling product goes, not as slick, obviously. But there are some definite pros to Ring of Honor as well, too. What else is on your mind, Jim?
There's a really good thing coming to Shimmer in November 10th. They're having a seminar up there. It's called Rise, Developing Tomorrow's Female Athletes. The guy's name is Keith Harvey, They're having a seminar on November 10th. They're bringing in Colt Cabana and Soraya Knight. And these girls pay so much money, and they come up there, and they get evaluated and show them what they're doing wrong and right, and, you know, they just have a seminar. And I think the way it works, the best 10 or 12 of them, they get put in a show that day.
Okay. Well,
I mean, you know, I think it's good. You know, when you get somebody with the experience of a Soraya Knight, and the Colt Cabana and all their expertise, I think what they're basically going to do, they said they're going to, you know, pull no punches and show them how to do ring work better and the mic, on the mic, and all kind of different things. I think that's a really good thing, because so many, you know, girls, you know, actually who've been in the business, you know, need some help like that.
Well, they're not the only one. The guys do, too. And, Jim, thank you very much for the call. I got some other people who want to jump on there, too. But, you know, as many learning trees as one could sit under, do so. You know, you don't have to pay an arm and a leg for everything. And, you know, it's impossible sometimes, you know, with paying for tryouts and paying for seminars and things like that. But a lot of these guys who have these seminars who bring in the Les Thatchers of the world and people like that, you know, they'll work with you on price if you're a worker. So if the more you sit and the more you listen and the more you show off your wares and you try to get better, you know, some of the advice may not be for you. Some of the advice may not apply to you, but sit there, listen to it, and see what does apply to you and try to make it better. Going to jump back to the phone lines real quick here. Ryan in Northern California. Ryan, how are you?
Good, Brother Mike. Good, Brother Josh. How you guys doing?
Wonderful, my man. What's happening?
I'm a long-time listener and a first-time caller, and while Brian's been away on vacation and you've been carrying the show on your back, I've had some time to reflect on the greatness that is Wrestling Observer Live. And in my opinion, this show wouldn't be where it is today without the contributions by the most controversial and polarizing figure within the Wrestling Observer Live universe. And it was with great pomp and circumstance that I raised my eyes glass of Diet Pepsi to the outside-the-box thinking, no-selling, straightforward approach wrestling fan enigma. It is Ryan in Cumberland, Maryland. And with that check cashed, I'm absolutely thrilled that good brother Kevin Owens is champ. I hope they pair him still with Jericho, and he's like a vice president type, and they can see that little comedy act. But most importantly, brothers, the big news is tonight on SmackDown Live is a return that is 16 years in the making. And although not the greatest to everybody else, it will be a sellout at my house, and that is the return of the Headbangers. And they have their detractors,
yeah,
Brian and Vinny. But I'm a one-man army with a big voice, and I'll leave you with this, brothers. Belt the Bangers. Thank you.
God bless. The Bangers
all
are back.
Love it.
Oh, man. Well,
the Attitude Era is back, Mike. You can't get rid of it. It's all
it is.
It's ugly head back in at the least, when you least expect it.
Oh, man. Perfect timing right there on the music to come in, because how could you really top that?
We need some
Brian Alvarez is going to be back tomorrow. We're going to be back from break here momentarily. Mike Sempervive, Josh Nason, Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Yellow part of the reason I ain't going to stop. Against the odds of went hard until I pop. Came from the bottom and now I'm standing on top. I had dreams and now they all coming true.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Come to the end of a Tuesday where I attempted to speak for the last hour and failed miserably several times. But thank God Josh Nason was here with me to help carry me along on his big, broad shoulders. And Josh, now it's just time to airplane spin me and dump me into a Death Valley driver and leave me for dead, my friend.
Well, I suppose that's a transition to me doing a plug. You can listen to my show, Josh Nason's Punch Out, on WrestlingObserver.com. You can go there and check it out. Show's updated almost every week. This week, we head to Vancouver, Canada, to talk about this past weekend's UFC Vancouver and this weekend's UFC, I can't remember where it is, UFC Overseas, we'll call it that, with Spencer Kite of UFC.com and of the province. So we'll be talking about that. Of course, I would also urge people, if they have not listened to it, the Ryback podcast with the conversation with the big guy started yesterday. We had a post on that and the link to the audio on our site. It's very interesting. A lot of people talking about it, whether you agree, disagree, whatever. It was 45 minutes. Well worth a listen.
Honestly, Josh, I hope we get a chance to do this before the end of the week because there's about 75 million hours worth of MMA I need to talk to you about, not the least of which is this upcoming UFC Fight Night Hamburg special, the show from this past weekend, as well as that Ryback podcast as well, too. I'd love to talk to you about. So hopefully we get a chance here before the end of the week in case Boss Man decides to take another vacation. I hope you'll join me, and I want to thank you very much for joining me today and helping me along today. I want to thank all you callers out there today.
I am your Pablo Torre. Call me anytime.
Thank you, sir. God bless. And thank you for all you callers as well, too, for calling in as well. Going to be flipping back to the studio lines tomorrow, the 425 numbers. Brian will be giving those out to you, and you can catch those as well, too, by going up to the WrestlingObserver.com website as well. Like you said, I want to thank producer Dom. I want to thank Josh. I want to thank all of you. I want to thank the Boss Man for trusting me in the big boy chair again today. And we will talk to you again after a while. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.